Reaction continues to the historic summit between President Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un. Russia's foreign minister says the mere fact of the meeting is positive, but we have not seen the document yet. We'll see. A joint statement released after the summit said both countries will work toward denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. And later, President Trump surprised all, saying he'd suspend what he called expensive and provocative war games with South Korea, something the North has long called for. The North also achieved an invaluable photo op, its dictator standing in front of American flags, shaking hands with an American president. NPR's Anthony Kuhn is still in Singapore. Anthony, what's going on there?
Well, at the press conference that President Trump did before he hopped on the plane and left, he was really quite peppered with criticism. Reporters saying they were picking up on this point you made that they handed Kim Jong-un a real propaganda coup. Making it appear that, you know, the leaders were on equal footing, that the U.S. was offering all sorts of concessions. But we have to consider the fact that, you know, this statement that the two sides signed may contain more between the lines, may contain more than has actually been made public. Hmm. Now, one example is that at this press conference, President Trump said that they were going to suspend joint military drills with South Korea because not only do they spend a lot of money on that, but they provoke North Korea. And it's funny, immediately China took credit for this because they've been suggesting all along, saying, why don't you, North Korea, halt your freeze your nuclear and missile tests? In exchange, U.S. and South Korea should freeze their military drills. And that's sort of what happened. But this was not in the statement that they mentioned today, and so we can't rule out the possibility, I think, that a broader understanding was reached, but was actually only, you know, the very broad outlines were sketched out on paper.
Hmm. Well, and the South's initial response sounded as if they had no idea that the president was going to say this. They said something in a statement like, we have to try to understand what the president is saying. But the South has also said this could be an opportunity to end the last conflict of the Cold War. So it sounds as if people are willing to, as you say, wait and see if there's more between the lines.
That's right. And, you know, both the administrations in South Korea and China, basically, you know, everyone in the neighborhood said, whatever happens next, we're going to see this process through to the end. We want to end over 60 years of hostility on the peninsula and the threat of nuclear war. And so, you know, they want to push both the U.S. and North Korea to deliver on their promises that were outlined in this statement.
Well, this statement isn't that different from other agreements in the past. You know, this idea of working towards denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, not just North Korea. And we've mentioned before that the U.S. has nuclear weapons standing by to defend the South. So, you know, they're talking about the whole peninsula. But what does happen next?
Well, you know, you referred to a criticism which is quite widely heard right now that this is denuclearization in bits and pieces and dribs and drabs, and that this is going to end up like previous negotiations which came to nothing and North Korea just walked out on them or just reneged. But some people, including, you know, basically the Trump administration and China and South Korea, believe that North Korea has now made a strategic decision that having achieved this nuclear deterrent, it's now going to bargain it away, that basically there is no exit, there is no way out if it continues down this route of developing nuclear weapons and being sanctioned.
Yeah. And what has been the response to the way President Trump has, and some would say has had to, brush off, you know, questions about human rights abuses in North Korea? But he's gone even further, as we know, you know, using words to describe a dictator that nobody else would use, you know, nice, excellent. What's been the response to that?
Yes, well, he's been criticized plenty for that. That was raised at the press conference today. People said, you know, what about the tens of thousands of North Koreans languishing in the gulag, in the prison camps? And his answer was, you know, we think this deal's going to help them, too. That remains to be seen. I don't think just because there's economic liberalization, political reform will necessarily follow. But it's arguable that it could lift all boats. And you know, that has been the situation in China. China has been, you know, praised for allowing so many people to get out of poverty. But, you know, political reform has lagged behind, and that's a problem.
NPR's Anthony Kuhn in Singapore. Anthony, thank you so much.
You're so welcome.